Dr. Treves, he said slowly, you and the nurses are very kind, and I'm very happy here. Thank you very much. But I know I can't stay here long, and I would like to live in a lighthouse after the hospital, please. A lighthouse or a home for blind people. I think those are the best places for me.
What do you mean? I asked. Why? He did not look at me. He put the flower on the picture and looked at it carefully.
Lighthouses have sea all round them, don't they? He said. Nobody could look at me in a lighthouse, so I would be happy there. And blind people can see nothing, so they couldn't see me, could they?
But Joseph, I said, this is your home. You live here now. You aren't going to leave the hospital.
Not today, perhaps, he said. But soon. You are a kind man, Dr. Treves, but I can't stay here very long. I have no money.
I smiled. Joseph, I said, this is your home now. Don't you understand? You can stay here all your life. Very carefully, I told him about the letter to the Times and the money. I don't think he understood at first, so I told him again. He was very quiet for a minute. Then he stood up and walked up and down the room very quickly. A strange sound came from him, like laughing.